This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting there. More states are dumping the mask and social distancing requirements for those who are fully vaccinated. Tomorrow, New York. The AP's Ed Donahue takes us there.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will follow the new CDC guidelines.
If you are vaccinated, you are safe. No masks, no social distancing.
New York has fully vaccinated about 43% of its 20 million residents. It took a while to get to this point.
Let's get back to life. This shutdown has caused all sorts of damage.
I'm Ed Donahue.
California, though, isn't ready to dump the masks, at least not right now. Here's our Jennifer King.
California says it won't lift its mask requirement until June 15th. Residents and visitors who are fully vaccinated do not need to wear a mask outdoors unless they're attending a crowded gathering, but must still wear masks indoors unless they're meeting with other vaccinated people. The state health director says that's to give the public and businesses time to prepare and ensure that coronavirus case rates stay low.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is a former Army Ranger who served three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, he says some of his military training is kicking in again, since he, like many other members of Congress, are getting death threats and fear for their safety. After the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th, some lawmakers say they're boosting their security now. An administration official is telling us why President Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas militants, but will not demand a ceasefire. He's determined to support Israel's right to defend itself from Hamas, says the official. Israeli airstrikes rained down on Gaza this morning, and Hamas militants fired dozens of rockets. The Dow lost 54 points yesterday. This is AP News. Today, a North Carolina district attorney will reveal the findings of an investigation into the police-involved shooting death of a black man, Andrew Brown Jr. AP correspondent Julie Walker with the latest on this.
Andrew Womble scheduled a news conference today to talk about what the State Bureau of Investigation found. The DA has resisted calls from the state's Democratic governor and Brown's family to let an independent prosecutor take over. Deputies attempting to serve drug-related search and arrest warrants shot and killed Brown in his car outside his Elizabeth City home last month. An independent autopsy by the family found 5 bullet wounds, including one in the back of the head. Womble has said Brown struck deputies with his car. Lawyers for the family who watched body cam video say it shows Brown was unarmed and didn't drive towards deputies or pose a threat. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.